Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. This is your host, Michael Corman. This is kind of a new... I'm using a different microphone right now. I'm in the car, and... because my other microphone's messed up. I don't know if this is even going to work. I hope it works. If you're hearing this, then it's probably working at least somewhat well. I don't know. Should I call this the Self-Defined Musician Podcast now? Because that was my original name, but then I changed it because I was talking about stuff other than music. So I don't know. We're going to talk today about how to learn to play the piano. You know, I hear from a lot of people that are saying stuff like, Michael, I've got this piano. It's been sitting in the living room for the past 10 years. It's just collecting dust. I have no idea what to do with it. I just want to learn to play. You know, and I'm like, well, what do you want to play? And they're like, I don't know. I just want to learn to play the piano. I just want, you know, just have this fantasy of myself just sitting there while my husband's at work, you know, and I'm just sitting there at the piano by the window and just lost in the music. Okay. You know, and you know, this pandemic, I don't know if it's still going on. I don't even know. I've heard this so many times. Michael, I wanted to learn the piano during the pandemic, but now the pandemic's over. And now my life is just shattered dreams and burnt out promises. I am awash in a sea of regret. I've missed my opportunity. I'm going to come to your rescue and tell you what to do. Because, you know, that would be a shame. If you have this piano, if you have this keyboard, some kind of musical instrument that you have, and you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Nobody knows what to do with this. It's just sitting there. It's a wonderful piece of furniture, isn't it? But the problem is, of course, is that every time you walk by it, it just whispers to you, hey, hey, what am I? What am I to you? Just another toy that you bought and then forgot about. That's awful. I would hate to be in that position. I'd hate to be in your shoes if that's how you're looking at it. If that's what you're experiencing every day. In your own living room, you have that kind of shame and guilt going on from an inanimate object. Well, what if we animate this object? So how do you do that? You know, sometimes I get irritated when people say to me, Michael, I want to learn to play the piano. I understand. I get it. Okay. Because I actually said once at one point, I want to learn to play the classical guitar. Even before that, I said, I wanted to learn to play the guitar. The only reason I even really got into classical guitar was because I went to the music store. And I said, do you have any books on how to play the guitar? And the guy said, there's this good series of books here. You should get this. It's a modern approach to classical guitar. And so that's why I started learning classical guitar. You know, there have been times where I was like, I want to learn German. I want to learn Italian. I want to learn French. So this is why I get irritated, because these are not, you know, if you... Listen, I'm a native English speaker. I don't know what your native language is. But whatever it is, you know that I'm just going to use English because it's my language. You know that I know that English is not, you can't just like learn English. Like, what does that mean? Now, maybe you don't know this. Maybe you don't know because maybe you haven't spent a lot of, you haven't paid a lot of attention to what it is to learn something like that. You haven't noticed how you can learn some of it and not learn others of it. If I'm watching TV in English, I might understand some of it. But if they're talking about a topic that I don't know anything about, I'm not going to understand it. Even though, yeah, I know English, sure. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense to say, well, let's learn English. Same thing with piano. What does it mean to learn piano? I have no idea. I don't. So that's why I get irritated, because I don't know what people are even asking. I'm just being a jerk, really. You know, I could have a little bit more understanding, because obviously, if you're not an expert at piano, you don't even know what there is to learn. You don't even know. You're just like looking at people who play and you're envying them. You're saying, oh, I wish I could do that. Or maybe you tried something, you know, you took lessons or something when you were a kid and didn't really work out, didn't, you know, it was kind of a bad experience. And then now you want to get back into it. And you're like, I wish I could, what? Fill in the blank. I don't know. So let me just try to shed some light on this. I've been yapping away about this for several minutes now, 5 minutes or so. What is it? Let me give you a lay of the land. How about that? Like, what is it? What is it that when you, what is it that I can do? Okay, so I'm somebody who knows how to play the piano, knows how to play the piano. Now, I suck at piano. I'll admit that. But I'm better than you are. So I'm qualified to tell you something about what it means to learn to play the piano. Okay, what is it that Michael Corman can do? So one thing I can do is I can read music. Now, again, what does that mean? What does it mean to read music? I don't know. But we're just going to put that out there, okay? I'm trying to simplify things. I'm not trying to make them more complicated. Let's simplify. But there's more to it than that. It means also that you can improvise, meaning that you can sit down at the piano and you can just play, you know, without preparing anything, without practicing anything. You just sit down and you just make up your own music. That's called improvisation. So you got reading, you've got improvisation. So the piano is a classical instrument. You know, it was invented like 300 years ago. I think it might be, don't quote me on this. You have to look this up. 1720 something, I think. Maybe. I might be wrong about this. It's like 300 years old. The piano's changed a lot since then. But the piano that we have now, I don't know how old it is. It's over 100 years old. So piano is, there's hundreds of years of music that have been written for the piano, okay? So you can play that stuff. Now, some of it's going to be harder. Some of it's going to be easier. The great thing about piano is because such a popular instrument, it has always been such a popular instrument, there's a ton of music for it, written at all different levels, all different styles. You can play scales, you can play chords, you can play chord progressions, you can play arpeggios. What does all that mean? There's pedals on the piano, you know? There's three of them on a grand piano. Some grand pianos, I think, even have more than that. But I've never played on a piano. I don't think so. I don't think I've played on a piano that has more than three pedals. Some pianos only have two pedals. Some of them only have one, like some digital pianos or some digital electronic keyboards might only have a single pedal. There's really, you know, I use one pedal. The rightmost pedal and the leftmost pedal, those are the two that I use most. A lot of pianists don't use the left pedal. The left pedal makes everything softer. The right pedal sustains the notes. It takes the dampers off the strings. Those are the things that fall down on the strings that shut them up when you lift your finger off the key. So when you have the pedal down, then the notes just ring forever. So if you know how to play the piano, you're going to understand that. You know how to use these pedals. See, the pedals make it sound more interesting. You have to use the pedal. Then you don't have to. But it's a really important part of piano playing. So if you don't know, you know, if you don't do that, like you're wondering why your piano playing sounds bad, maybe it's because you're not using the pedal, or maybe you're using the pedal wrong. I don't know. It's something to look into. Check it out. So do you have to take lessons to learn to play the piano? Now, if you go on Facebook, they're going to say, yes, you must take lessons with an accredited, qualified, party-approved teacher. And if you don't, then you're going to hell, your children are going to hell, and your children's children for 20 generations will all burn in hell because you made the stupid choice of not paying money to a teacher for in-person lessons. Now, who do you think is saying that? There's two groups of people who say that. One, the piano teachers say that. And number two, the people who are currently have invested a lot of money in lessons with piano teachers. They say that, okay? So just check your sources, okay? Look at where the information's coming from. You know, see who has an investment in the status quo. Who is invested? Where, you know, follow the money. That's how you get to truth. You don't get to truth just by blindly trusting whatever you're told. Is that really a question you're asking? I'm just answering it. I don't think you're asking it. No one's ever asked me that. Michael, do I have to take lessons? So you know what? I'm not even going to answer it. How about that? If you have that question, then let's hear it. So you go on YouTube and how do I play the piano? And you go on YouTube, you search this. What are you going to find? I don't know. Do it. Let's find out. I don't know. I'm driving. I can't check that kind of thing right now. So that's up to you. You're going to have to do it right now or whenever. Pause this and go check it out. I don't know. What does YouTube tell you about how to play the piano? You know, there's all these tutorials. You can find tutorials on how to play your favorite songs. And there's so many different kinds of tutorials. They're not, it's not just like, now maybe you don't know that because you don't play the piano. So you don't know. You're just looking at these tutorials and you're like, oh, I guess that's how you play it. I guess that's what I have to do. Got to follow whatever this person's saying. But you don't know. I mean, what do they know? I don't know. Like, I'm not going to sit here and defend. I'm not going to, like, I don't know what you need to do. When I look at people who are like, they can't play the piano and they're wanting to play the piano and they're not doing it. And the number one thing that I look at, I'm like, this is not right, is because you're somehow expecting that you're going to sit down and you just like follow instructions and then things go well. But it doesn't work that way. You know, a musical instrument, like, you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out on your own. There's nobody who's going to teach you how to play the piano. Like, let's be clear about that. Even if you take lessons and even if you do exactly as you're told, you're still not going to get anywhere because you have to figure it out on your own. It's like riding a bicycle. Like, you can put your feet on the pedals and you can sit on the seat and you do exactly what they tell you to do. But then what's going to happen? You're just going to fall. Okay? You fall right away because there's stuff that you have to do that they're not going to tell you. Because you can't put that stuff into words. You know, how do you balance on a bicycle? Well, you can't explain that. The only way you're going to figure that out is by actually sitting on the bicycle and figuring it out. That's it. See, it's the only way to do it. So when I see people that are just not going anywhere with piano, chances are that's what's going on. They're waiting for someone else to tell them exactly what to do. But they're not willing to sit down and figure it out. So you have to do that. You know, if you're an adult, you're not going to do this, right? Because you went to school and in school they told you you had to follow instructions. And if you don't follow instructions, you're bad. And so you develop this paranoia of not doing anything that doesn't involve following instructions. So you don't go anywhere. You can't ever figure out anything. Well, that sucks for you. So kids don't have this problem. Kids will just, like, if you sit a kid down at the piano, they'll just bang on the keys. They'll just figure it out. They'll just have fun with it. Like, I don't know. They'll just do whatever. It might not be fun for the people listening, but it might be fun for them because it's kind of fun to touch the keys and make sound. And, you know, it's like, that's fun. So if you're an adult, like, are you doing that? If you're not doing that, then I don't know. Like, maybe you need therapy. Maybe piano is not, you know, maybe you're not ready for that yet. That's possible. I don't know. You know, you have to look into this yourself. Like, what is going on? Like, you want to play the piano, but you don't want to play the piano. So, like, you need to figure stuff out, okay? Like, when I knew nothing about piano, when I was just a kid and I was just goofing off on the piano, like, I had my own little things that I came up with, my own little, like, little songs that I invented, or just, like, I just, oh, if I play these keys in this order, then it sounds good, or if I, you know, do this, you know, whatever. If I play this, then it kind of sounds like some song that I know, you know, and I would just fool around like that. And I just came up with my own way of playing the piano. And then when I took lessons, like, I went to, the teacher was like, well, can you play anything? And I was like, yeah, I can play Deck the Halls. And I played Deck the Halls and it was not right. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. She's like, yeah, okay, that's good, but that's not, you know, you're not doing it exactly right. And she showed me something else to do. And it was like, oh, okay. But like, I didn't know, I wasn't trying to do anything right. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just fooling around. It was just like a toy. Okay, so like, what are you doing that? Or are you just fooling around with it? No, you're not. I know you're not. You're just saying, Michael, just tell me what to do. Deliver me from my ignorance. Save me from my sins. I can't save you. Like, only you can save yourself. Like, piano Jesus helps those who help themselves. Sorry. So I want to see you doing that, you know? Like, just sit down. Like, just goof off. Like, you'll figure things out. I don't know what you're going to figure out. Like, you've got to be a kid again. Like, there's just no other way to do it. Okay? You know, it really, really. Come on. Like, you want me to tell you, it's like, so what is it exactly that you want to do? Okay. What? Now, I have a little course that I made, okay? Learn piano in 5 days. And I give you 5 exercises you can do that will tell you you know, little five things you can do to get started playing the piano. You've never played the piano before. What do you do? I mean, try it. You know, but you're expecting to sit down at the piano and it's like, oh, the very first day I'm going to play River Flows in You. You're going to play this with, you know, both hands, all the notes. It's going to sound just like on the recording. Like, okay, I don't know. Like, it may take you years to get to that point. I don't think it would have to take you years to get to that point. I think the reason it takes you years to get to that point is because you're so messed up from school. That's my hypothesis, okay? I know people who learn to play the piano at a prodigious rate. And I'm not even talking about as little kids. Like, I know people that learn to play as teenagers who really went really quickly. And I don't see why that's not possible. I mean, why couldn't you do that? Like, if you just let yourself make mistakes and just learn. I mean, piano playing is not hard. There's nothing, I mean, it's very straightforward. You know, you just play the right notes at the right time. Now, I can go into great detail about that. Maybe I should do that. I'm not going to do that in this episode because I'm driving and I don't know. I would want to plan that out a little bit. But there's no reason. There's no reason that you can't. It's very straightforward. Now, if you want to play, you know, some things that might be just like really hard. I mean, I don't know. But a lot of it is about your standards. Like, you got to lower your standards a bit. You know, if you're a beginner, like, why do you want it to be so impressive? See, it can actually be impressive. It's not about being impressive, because you can do something that's impressive that's actually not difficult. But you want to impress people. Like, you're conflating this idea of like being impressive with being like specific, because you have this attachment to this idea that this specific thing that I'm going to play, like, I'm going to play this music and it's going to sound exactly like it does on the official recording that came down from the Lord on high, and that is the only thing that will impress anybody. Because everybody, of course, is evaluating your performance with the same standards that you are applying to your own performance. Because they're not listening to the music. They're caught up in your own self-esteem issues that you have, right? That's how other people are judging you. Same as you are judging yourself. I'm being sarcastic. They're not, of course. They're listening to the music. And if they say, you suck, this is horrible, it's because they don't like what they're hearing. It's not because of anything to do with you. Okay, I don't want this to get philosophical or psychological, but it always tends to go there, and I don't know why. Like, somebody get me out of this trap. And people are like, Michael, you sound like a philosopher. Michael, nothing you say has any practical value, but it makes me think. It inspires me to think and do nothing and just think about things. Okay, well, if that's what you're saying to me, then thank you for letting me know that I'm a failure, that I'm not doing any good in the world, and that I'm just making your life worse. I'm glad to know that this is landing in the exact wrong way. Okay, but let me be honest. I don't even know what I'm trying to do with this, because I'm not saying anything, right? There's nothing being said here. This is just philosophical nonsense. I think it is. Maybe that's what the podcast should be. It's just philosophical nonsense. I think maybe it should be, right? That's why I decided I wanted to record this episode today. Because I'm like, well, you know, I was doing a lot of podcasting and you know, people might like to listen to that, you know, because it's like you're sitting, because I listen to podcasts sometimes. I haven't been doing it as much lately, but there was a period of time where I was listening to podcasts all the time. And, you know, this is not going to be of interest to pianists, to beginner pianists. I'm not really friends with any beginner pianists, so I don't really have anything to talk about with them. Like, I don't know. I don't relate, I guess. Because I didn't learn piano as an adult, you know? Like, I mean, I started learning piano when I was a kid, but, you know, I didn't really take lessons until I was 14. But, you know, even at that point, like, that's still fairly advanced, you know, compared to somebody who's never touched a piano. So if you've never touched a piano before, now, I'm presuming that you have a piano, right? I mean, why else would you want to learn? You know, you either have one or you have access to one. You know, I've hear from some people like, you know, they work somewhere where there's a piano, or there's like a piano outside of a yoga studio that they go to on some regular basis. And they're like, well, wouldn't it be cool if I could sit down and just play something just for fun? You know, maybe that would be impressive. Maybe that would be, you know, I watch these tutorials on Instagram, and it's like, what if I could sit down and actually try playing something? That would be cool. Yes, it would be cool. So you should do that. Do it. Like, sit down and do it. You don't need to take lessons. Like, that's not necessary. You don't need to take lessons. You don't need to, you know, I have these tutorials on Instagram where I tape numbers on my keys. I put little pieces of masking tape and I write with a Sharpie marker. I write numbers. And then I put the numbers on the screen so you can see what buttons to push. I don't know if those are effective. I don't know that anyone has ever done one of those. I really don't. I've never heard anybody, not a single person has told me that they ever tried one of those. So I don't think people are doing them. So I don't know if this is pedagogically sound, because I've never, no feedback. I know people have bookmarked them. I can see those numbers, but I don't, Instagram doesn't show me how many people actually play the piano. If you're going to do that, like, don't tape numbers on your piano. Like, I don't know. Why would you do that? I mean, maybe you would. I don't know. I mean, do it if you want. I don't know. Like, you're going to have to, like, you have to get all the residue off the keys. That's really annoying. Because I have on my piano, there's just all this, like, sticky residue. If you're up for that, if that's like, yeah, that sounds like a good use of the afternoon, then do it. But I would just look at the video and just see if I can just match up the numbers, you know, just because you want to develop some kind of like visual orientation, visual memory of some kind where you can see, you know what the keys are just by looking at them, because you can tell, you know, you look at the white keys and the black keys, you can see where they are in relation to each other, because the black keys come in patterns. They come in groups of two keys and three keys. And then you know what the white keys are because they repeat. Because they repeat every octave. So what's an octave? See, these are like the basic things that you need to know. You know, once you know these things, then it's going to be like, oh, now I get what's going on. Because it's very simple. There's only 12 notes on the piano. Now, there's 88 keys, sure. But there's only 12 notes because these 12 notes repeat over and over again. And you can see, but when you look, you see there's a group of two black keys. So the first one, that, if you go up to the next one, it's the same note. It's just higher. It's an octave higher. That's called an octave. And the frequency is like it's twice as much. It's like the number of times the string is vibrating per second is twice when you go up an octave. And so your ear perceives this as being the same note. So we call that a C sharp. That's the first black key, the first one in the group of two. Now you can learn the names of the notes. If there's only 12 of them, like you can learn it in like 20 minutes. So do you need me to spell it out for you? Or you can go on Wikipedia and learn. It's not that hard. And then you can learn to read music if you want. You know, and that's pretty easy because it's just very straightforward. It's like you've got black, you know, the black keys, the white keys, but you've got these lines and spaces. Okay, now the you would think like, well, what, maybe the lines correspond to the black keys and the spaces correspond to the white keys, but that's not really how it works. It's not so straightforward. It's not quite like that. You know, there's only like five lines and spaces on the staff. Now, but there's two staffs, okay? There's like, you got the treble clef and you got the bass clef. Typically, the bass clef is for the left hand, the treble clef is for the right hand. I can't believe I'm just like saying this stuff. It's not that interesting. I mean, I don't find it interesting because it's just like really straightforward to me. But to you, maybe it's not straightforward. Maybe it's just this unexplored wonderland that you have no exposure to, no experience with. That it's just, you're just wide-eyed, like a little babe, just seeing the sun for the first time. That could be you. So if that's you, I don't want to ruin it for you. I don't want to take away the magic. Look, the best thing that I can do for you is just to tell you, it's just to like show you, this is something here. This is another thing over here. You know, like just give you a guided tour. I can't teach you how to do it, okay? The only way you're going to learn to read music is same way you learn to read English or Chinese or whatever you know how to read. It's just, you just learn by doing it a lot. That's it. Pretty straightforward. But there are some rules. Now, I didn't learn to read music because somebody was like, Michael, you have to learn to read music and we're going to force you to do it and it's going to be really boring, but you're going to have to do it because you're a child and we're the adults and we're making sure you do what you ought to do. Like, that's not how I did it. I mean, really, I got good at reading music. I mean, I had a piano teacher at that time, but like, I don't know. I spent more time just doing it on my own because I was, you know, once I realized that the songs that I wanted to play were locked up in sheet music, then it was like, okay, well, time to learn to read sheet music. It's the same way anybody learns to read anything. You know, you get to that point where you're like, this is the stuff I want to know. It's in the books. So let me try to learn to read the books. Like, all kids do that, you know? Is that nobody learns to read because of school. School doesn't teach anybody to read. The kids that only read in school, who don't read on their own, they don't learn to read. Spoiler alert. So if you don't have that interest, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't even know why you're bothering. Like, why bother? Why are you like, yeah, I want to learn to read music because then I can play anything if I know how to read music. Okay, I don't want to judge the stuff that you want, okay? Because as an expert, I'm going to have a tendency to do that. I'm going to have a tendency to say, oh, well, you're just a beginner. You don't know anything. So you're kind of going about it the wrong way. But I can put myself in your shoes here and see that, yeah, as a total beginner who knows nothing, you might just have this fantasy. If I could read music, you have no idea what that means. Okay. You don't know what's difficult or frustrating or anything about that. You just know it would be cool if you could read music. Yeah, I get it. That's fine. There's no problem there. It's like, whatever. Just do it. Okay, maybe I'll pick this up because I think I have probably more stuff to say about this, or maybe not. Maybe this will be the end of it. I don't know. I'll decide that in a little bit. Okay. TTYL.